In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costa, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and whoever the hell you are. Power hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com, and you can make it legendary. All right, 20 minutes from now, Femi and I will roll through our early bets and thoughts for Week 15 in the NFL. All our bets for tonight will close the show 40 minutes from now. Just to reiterate, top news story of the day, Philip Rivers signing to the Indianapolis Colts practice squad at 44 years old, with Riley Leonard dealing with a knee sprain, may not play this week on the road at Seattle. Daniel Jones torn Achilles. Anthony Richardson not ready to come off injured reserve. And Brett Rypien batted football. So we might get, what a sentence. We might get Philip Rivers coming up on Sunday for the Indianapolis Colts on the road at Mike McDonald and the Seattle Seahawks. Current betting market, Seattle 13.5, total 42.5. And my guess is if and when Rivers plays on Sunday, if he starts on Sunday, I think he probably will. If that happens, this spread's going over 14. 14.5 at minimum would be my guess. I think there'll be a ton of interest in Seattle. I think I might want to bet the Colts if that's the case. Rivers is a smart player. Steichen's going to scheme it up. It's a huge number for Seattle to have to cover, and the Colts' defense is not terrible. It's not, even without Sauce Gardner likely to play in the game. And just on the process for Indy here, signing Philip Rivers, not all situations are created equal. And the example that I used at the beginning of the show was, you know, if like Shedeur Sanders gets hurt for the Browns and Dylan Gabriel's out, the Browns are not signing Philip Rivers. Like, the Browns are incentivized to lose. Right, with their two first-round picks and in need of a quarterback. No matter how good you think Shedeur is, I'm guessing that they'll have their sights set on a quarterback. The Colts don't have a first-round pick in the next two drafts. They have to win. And you have to roll the dice and break glass in case of emergency when you're faced with a situation like this. So I don't hate this for Indianapolis, even if I acknowledge it's crazy and it's like something out of a Hallmark movie and maybe it blows up in their face. They absolutely had to do something. And I think we're going to see Rivers start this Sunday. And if not this Sunday, then maybe next week against the San Francisco 49ers. We'll have that conversation about how to bet the game, and we'll see where the betting market goes if and when that's announced that Philip Rivers is going to play. Femi, the first game in the NBA Cup quarterfinals starting in 6 minutes in Orlando. Magic, basically a one-point favorite against the Heat. Total 235.5. No Franz Wagner for Orlando. High ankle sprain in the last game. Anthony Black will start in place of Franz Wagner. And Black has been really good this season for the Orlando Magic. And that's a huge piece for them, potentially. Former top five pick in the NBA draft from a couple years ago. How are you betting this game, if at all, Heat at Magic in the NBA Cup quarters in Orlando?
Yeah, you know, obviously Eric Spoelstra, head coach of the Miami Heat. His teams are really good, usually in these kinds of games. But I'm going to be on the opposite side. I'm going to be Oppo Taco of our guy Matt Moore from the Action Network, who we had on in the last hour. I think the Orlando Magic are going to win this game. So I laid the one. You can bet minus 115 or minus 118 on the money line. What are the chances it lays one? Famous last words. But I'll lay the one at minus 110. I just like this Orlando team defensively. I know like it got off to a rocky start earlier this year. They've been pretty poor on that end of the floor. But Anthony Black, good defender. Franz Wagner, like with him out of the lineup, maybe they get ratcheted up a little bit. I think Orlando protects their home floor where they're usually pretty good against their rivals. So give me the Magic to win this game. So I laid the one. I think they're going to go ahead and hold serve at home as the chalk favorite here tonight.
I think I'm going to pass the game. I think I'm going to pass.
That's fair.
Which makes me sad.
Well, you got your Knicks playing.
I do, and I like the Knicks. I said it earlier when Matt joined us. No RJ Barrett, like, and I'll echo Matt's sentiments because I was literally going to say the same exact thing that he said. Like, without RJ Barrett, the Raptors are an entirely different team. Like, whether you think you, the listener, you, the viewer, you, Femi, whether we think this is crazy or not, like, doesn't matter. Like, it's the truth. They're way worse without him, and the defense has gotten worse. I think the Knicks are going to railroad the Raptors tonight. Like, I love the Knicks tonight. I agree with the move out towards the Knicks in the betting market. I want to bet Miami for the reasons that Matt gave, right? Which is, like, Franz is kind of, even if we all think Paolo's the best player on the Magic, right? Even if we think Paolo's the best player, Franz is kind of like the straw that stirs the drink. And without him tonight, and with Spoelstra on the other side, I kind of want to bet Miami. But we do have the fallen hero spot, right? The first game without a star player in Franz. Mm-hmm. So we want to bet Orlando tonight. And I'm kind of in between the two options and don't know what I want to do. I want to bet Miami, but I don't think I'm going to. I think I'm going to pass the game and just bet on the Knicks tonight. And I have a couple college basketball bets to get to at the end of the show. So I'm passing this game. Femi, you are on the Orlando Magic.
I will be sweating the Magic. Tip off in like 4 minutes. I got it up right now in the office. A little Amazon Prime action for the NBA Cup. So, yeah. I'm on Orlando.
Okay. So we have a couple options of stuff we can do here. We can do some baseball. We'll save the college hoops for the end of the show.
Well, Brad, we do have a couple 6:30 games for college
hoops.
Oh,
what do we got? Lay it out for us. Yeah.
So we have, I know, Mike, you have the full screen graphic here for the 6:30 games. Villanova at Michigan. That will be the game out there in where do they play? In Ann Arbor. And then Clemson versus BYU. That's actually in your neck of the woods at the Garden, Madison Square Garden.
Part Jimmy of the Jimmy V Classic. Yeah.
Correct. I have bets on both games. I don't know if you have any bets on them. I like the under in this Nova-Michigan game. Michigan's defense is ridiculously good. Like, it's the best defense in the country. And Villanova already plays at a slower tempo. They're going to try to shorten the game because they know that they cannot hang with Michigan. And Michigan plays fast. They're going to try to slow them down. I think they might be able to accomplish it a little bit, but by and large, even if they're not able to, Michigan's defense will put the clamps on Villanova. So I'm betting under 154 in that game. And then in the game in the Garden, I'm rocking with Clemson plus the 5.5 against BYU. BYU's playing a lot of these games in these neutral side environments. Boston, like, they just feel like they're all over the place. I think they might catch them slipping a little bit here. Maybe like Clemson, not like the team that you might think of as a marquee matchup, even though it's at the Garden. I think Clemson used this as a nice litmus test for to see where they're at early in the season. So give me the 5.5 with the Tigers against BYU.
Okay. I don't have a bet in the Clemson BYU game. I just enjoy AJ the Bonsa thoroughly.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Yeah.
I bet Michigan. So I laid Michigan. It's a huge price, obviously. I don't think, and the only reason I say this, it's not because people like don't know. Addy's doing lyrics in the chat. What are you talking about?
It's that Fergie song. Like, you got me slipping, stumbling.
Oh yeah. And you get calling me love. She wrote song. Stumbling, and I wanted to do Stumbling In. Do you know that song? The Yacht Rock song?
Our love is alive.
Do, 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 do. Now you keep going. Yes, thank you.
I did.
Just stop.
It took you like 5 seconds.
There's a
Stumbling In. They actually created like a dance remix of that song, and it's fire. It's fantastic.
TikTok or where?
No, it's on like the radio.
Oh. Oh, like a dance song remix,
like gotcha. a dance remix of Stumbling In. That is gotcha. That is terrific. Gotcha. I don't think people understand, and it's not to insult the intelligence of our listeners and viewers. Like, you're huge sports fans. It's just like we're all paying attention to football right now, and maybe you're not paying a lot of attention to college basketball. That's okay. That's why we're here. Michigan has already won 4 games this season, including one against Gonzaga on a neutral. Gonzaga's freaking awesome.
Awesome. Destroyed Kentucky in Nashville. They're awesome.
Kentucky. Well, I don't even know if that's. Oh. Yeah, like Mark.
Boogie Cousins is tweeting.
Yeah,
he says they ain't got no heart. And Mark.
Yeah, we might have white smoke coming out of the chimney in Lexington to elect a new pope with the way this is going for Mark right now with Kentucky. It's really bad. $22 million roster. They get obliterated in every game. Michigan beat Gonzaga. Gonzaga's. No one thinks Gonzaga is bad. Everyone thinks Gonzaga is awesome. Michigan literally beat them 101-61. They've won 4 games this season by 40 points or more. They are, I'm not saying they're going to win the title. Actually, I still think Purdue is going to win. I still like Purdue. Purdue got housed by Iowa State over the weekend. And earlier in the show, and I was like, the team that no one's thinking about is Iowa State. That Iowa State can maybe win the title. TJ Otzelberger has this. Dude, they went into Mackey. And they beat the number one team in the country and embarrassed them, beat them by 23. Fletcher Lawyer was bad in the game, but I kind of still really like Purdue. I still kind of think Purdue's the best. Kaufman Wren didn't play well. I still think Purdue's really good. But I don't think people understand, like, because you may look at this, at the spread of this game, and this would be me, right, if I weren't really paying attention to college basketball yet and think, wow, like, Villanova must be really bad again. Like, no, it's just Michigan is a tank. Michigan's a wagon. I'll lay the points with Michigan. I have no opinion on the BYU-Clemson game. We'll get to the rest of it at the end of the show. So what I was going to do is, I kind of think, you bet on this Tuesday. Who has done the best so far at karaoke on the show? Give me two names. And Femi, like, you and me could be two of the names also.
I'm going to exclude myself. I'm not going to put myself. I'm going to say Addy and Bill are the two for me.
What?
Yeah. Wait, you want me to explain why? Or do you?
I don't understand. How could you say Bill? How could you say that?
Did you not hear him rap? Yeah, it sounded like 80s. I enjoyed his Curtis Blow style rap. Maybe that's just musical taste. You don't like that
Addy,
style of rap?
It's Addy, like. It's Addy and Jake were the two best. Right?
I thought Jake was very good as well. Yeah.
Here's what I want to do.
Two. I gave you two names. That's what you asked.
Here's what I want to do. Here's what I want to do. Okay, so they have an option. You guys can either do Evanescence, Bring Me to Life as a duo, or you can go against each other and give us like 15 to 30 seconds each of a song, and then we will decide who the karaoke You Better You Bet champion is. What would you guys like to do? This is where, like, I need someone to crack the microphone and say something. This is an audio medium, guys.
Head to head. We'll do head to head. Head to head. Good answer.
I just, like, I gotta be honest. I don't understand what the hell's wrong with all. You know I love you guys. Like, this happens too much where, like, I ask people questions and no one says anything.
Crickets.
How is that possible?
It's the whole texting generation. This Gen Z stuff, okay. Man.
All right. Head to head. I thought Evanescence was a good idea. I really do. All right. Who goes first, Femi? You pick. Addy or Jake?
I'll say Jake goes first because Jake went first yesterday. So Jake goes first.
Now, Addy's given us a couple songs. Sorry. What song did Jake do yesterday? Oh, he did. Natasha Bedingfield Unwritten.
Yep.
Jake, can I pick the song for you?
I had one in mind, but sure.
Well, what did you have in mind?
One Last Breath by Creed, famously from 2001.
Oh, it's a good song, man. Hold me now. I was going to say, could you do, yes. And I don't know what the name of the Fall Out Boy song is, but the one that's, is it more than I bargained for? Yeah, that was
going
to be my
Sugar,
choice.
We're going
you can
down
do
swing.
Whatever you want. Dude, a great karaoke. I've done that song at karaoke before. It's a
Other
great
Sugar
song.
Other Sugar, we're going down.
All right, go ahead. At any point in the song, you want to pick it up.
Sure. I'll start from the beginning because that's the banger line. Am I more than you bargained for yet? I've been dying to tell you anything you want to hear because that's just who I am this week. Lie in the grass next to the mausoleum. I'm just a notch in your bedpost, but you're just a line in a song.
It's a line
drop
in a song.
A heart. Break a name. We're always sleeping in and sleeping for the wrong team. We're going down in an earlier round. And Sugar, we're going down swinging.
I'll be your number one with a bullet. A loaded God complex. Cock it and pull it. Great. Oh, that's a great job by Jake. Addy,
there you
up.
Go.
I feel like I'm following Barry Manilow here. Okay, I'm going to go back to, like, my southern roots. This is Patsy Cline. Here's how it goes. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a-shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on a-shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. There you go. Thank you.
All right. Well, like Addy actually has.
Addy's like actually.
Yeah, Addy's good singer. Like,
I can
like
see.
Jake, listen, like Jake, you performed very well.
But Addy's actually a good singer.
Yeah. Addy's actually a good singer. She said Patsy Cline, and I'm like, well, like that sucks. And then
and
she
then
did
she
well.
Sang.
Here's what Femi doesn't know. On the other side, Femi's up.
Oh come on.
So Femi, you have the break to figure out what song you will do. And then we're going to give you the bets that we're looking at for week 15. And honestly, we probably do have to talk a little Major League Baseball. So we got a jam-packed yes. next segment of the show. Coming up next here on a Tuesday, You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.